We're in the middle of a COVID summer surge. More than half of U.S. states have very high amounts of COVID in their wastewater. That's according to data from the CDC. There are new COVID variants causing the majority of infections, and in the fall, we'll get a new vaccine to target those variants. To hear the latest guidance, we're joined by Dr. Ashish Jha. He's dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University and the former White House COVID-19 response coordinator. Good morning, and thanks for being on the program again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
So it feels like everyone in my life, including me, has recently had COVID. What's behind the current uptick and how bad is this surge?
Yeah. So we have settled into what feels like more and more of a familiar pattern with this virus, which is two waves a year, a summer wave and a winter wave. The summer wave tends to be a little smaller, the winter wave a little bigger. And when you look at this summer wave, again, smaller than most of the winter waves we've had, but this summer wave is on the large side. It may be the largest summer wave we've had.
Okay.
And so, you know, a lot of people are getting infected.
And what are the variants right now, and how do they compare to past COVID variants?
Yeah, so this virus really does continue to evolve pretty rapidly, and we're seeing new variants pop up and become dominant every 3 to 6 months. JN1 is the one that has been dominant. We're getting new other ones with memorable names like KP3. The bottom line is they're all part of Omicron. Mm-hmm. And this is just part of the natural evolution of how this virus is it continued to evolve.
Now, there's a new vaccine coming out in the fall targeted to the variants of COVID that are big this summer. How effective will that be? And are current COVID vaccines also effective at fighting the new variants?
Yeah. So we do have a vaccine out there from last fall. It's not going to be that one. The one from last year is just not going to be that effective against the current variants because the virus has evolved so much in the last 9 months. The new one that's expected to come out sometime in September, as soon as it's approved, should be much, much better. It's targeted specifically towards what's out there right now. And I would say for the first sort of 3 to 6 months, it's going to be probably a spot on target. And then over time, it'll become a little bit less and less effective as the virus continues to evolve.
So then the best time for people to get their COVID shot is right when it comes out, so it'll sustain them?
Yeah, the way I think about this is for most people, getting one shot a year, the way you do get the flu shot in the fall is the right way to go.
Okay.
This is particularly important for high-risk people. People like my parents who are in their 80s, of people who are immunocompromised, getting that is going to help you with the much larger winter wave. And that is when most people should be getting their annual COVID shot.
But it does feel like COVID is just here to stay now, just like the flu, inevitable, endemic. But what does the vaccine do in the sense that does it make it easier to deal with, to get through once you contract it?
Yeah, so two things. I mean, first, it does, when it's a good match, it does protect some against infection. Not perfect. We've seen this. Lots of people who are vaccinated get infected.
Yeah.
But it will reduce your risk of infection. That's going to be obviously very helpful for a period of time. But what it does is it sort of reboosts your immunity against serious illness. So we've just got now 4 years of data that when people get, you know, their annual shot, especially high-risk people, it makes a big difference in keeping them out of the hospital or worse.
Okay, so besides the vaccine, what should people do to avoid getting COVID? Or should they just be going about their daily lives and dealing with what they may or may not get since they have the vaccine?
Yeah, so, you know, I think asking people to make substantial changes to their lives at this point, 4.5 years into this virus, I think it's a tall order. My personal view is for high-risk folks, making sure you get treated if you get COVID. There's a treatment out there, Paxlovid. It is clearly effective for high-risk people. I think that's important. My parents, just going back to them, recently got COVID a couple of months ago. I made sure they got Paxlovid. I think that's important. For other folks, obviously, if you want to avoid it, we know how COVID spreads indoors, crowded spaces. But asking, again, as I said, for majority of people, asking them to make big behavioral changes right now, because any changes you're going to make now, you're going to probably have to continue doing for a very long time because the virus isn't going away.
Dr. Ashish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health and the former White House COVID-19 response coordinator. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.